Let's get an opportunity to hear some of the highlights of 2002 as we come to the end of this calendar year and some of the more memorable moments in the company of Richard Green.
Year 2002 for Plymouth Argyle will be remembered fondly by all future generations of Pilgrims fans. As is so often the case, Argyle's straight-talking manager, Paul Sturrock, sums up the year in just a few words.
Highs are obviously promotion and how well the team did last year.
Yes, that P word he so often avoided during most of last season's campaign, promotion, was achieved on a cold night in March when the Greens came back from a goal down at Rochdale to clinch the step up the Football League ladder.
Outside as Wadden looks, here he comes, four man more, he drills it through the wall, keeper can't hold it, Marino Keith is there with the equaliser! Wadden with the corner then for the Pilgrims, 10 minutes to go, high one towards the back post, Coughlin, there! Graham Coughlin's done it! That's whether it coming out, wins the ball. Frio into the area. A chance for the third. Tries to set up. Lee Hodges, defender misses it. That will do it. Lee Hodges has put Argyle into Division 2. The referee is indicating to the official on the far side. He's just about to blow to confirm Plymouth Argyle are in Division 2.
The celebrations began at Spotland and in the city of Plymouth. The emotion of the night left Chief Executive David Tall lost for words.
I'm speechless. I'm numb. I'm thrilled and delighted.
But the players and management found a way to express their delight. Here's the Sturrocks, Paul and Blair, and season top scorer Graham Coughlin.
And here comes the Argyle manager with two bottles of champagne. Paul, many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What did you think of the game after going behind early on?
Well, obviously I think Rochdale deserved to be going in front, but the boys stuck to the task and got the game won. That was the main thing.
Some of the players...
Their players today, they should be enjoying it, not me. I've never been involved in this, you know, going up and winning anything. I nearly won him a break in last season, but this is unbelievable. Never seen anything like it.
Hey, we've got to go and win it now. The hard work is just beginning. 10 for me, top scorer, I'm over the moon, delighted.
What a night, one which will go down in history. But it didn't stop there for Plymouth Argyle. The Pilgrims marched on to take the third division title. They passed the 100-point mark and got a civic reception from the mayor for the glory they'd brought to the city. If Plymouth fans could bestow a knighthood, then Sir Paul Sturrock would have been in charge for the new campaign in August. Expectations soared, though, as the new campaign began, and with some early season victories pushing the side towards the summit, some supporters got carried away and started talking about a second successive promotion, a low point for boss Paul Sturrock.
We've had a bad spell. We went through a bad spell in the second division, which was always going to happen, but the low to me was that people didn't appreciate the preaching that I made over the close season at the start of the season that we were going to have these lows, and the expectation levels of everybody here was probably too high. That's been the low for me.
Argyle's bubble burst somewhat over September, October and November, although Sturrock feels the side have found their feet again now. The Pilgrims' poor run over that time must be seen in context, though. Yes, it wasn't good, but look at where last season's fellow third division promotion sides are. Luton are doing okay, but Mansfield and Cheltenham occupy the bottom two places, showing how the divide between the leagues has to be breached. In 2003, there's the excellent chance that Argyle can reach the fourth round of the FA Cup and an almost guaranteed big club. All they have to do is overcome non-league Dagenham and Redbridge at Home Park in January's third round. And while the FA Cup is part of boss Paul Sturrock's thinking, he ends the year as he started, bluntly to the point as to what he wants to achieve in 2003.
The important thing for me now is that we get on an even keel, which I think we're starting to do, and progress ourselves up the league.
That should easily be achieved, and with more careful timing coupled with the patience of the Argyle fans, Sturrock should be able to build a team capable of challenging for promotion to the First Division next season.